Hi, I'm Rose.
And where did you go travelling?
We went to Burma. Burma seemed like a really interesting, wonderful place with absolutely the most friendly people I've ever met. Well, there's still a risk of malaria in Burma, and I was taking a medication called Malarone, and it really coloured my experience of Burma because I felt really ill on it. And it turned out when I got home that I should have been eating greasy foods with it because it's so strong. I would definitely recommend if you're taking malaria pills, make sure you know how to take them properly. The food in Burma, I didn't really like it. It was sort of a mix between Thai and Indian. We do some clear soups there that are fairly similar to the Thai soups with tofu or chicken in, and they're very safe because they're very boiled. You have to be prepared for accommodation because there's been such an influx of tourists into the country that the hotels are not prepared for them, and so everywhere is completely booked no matter what you're paying. And we found that we were not prepared in that we hadn't booked anywhere, and we ended up staying in a £80 a night Chinese hotel where a cockroach greeted us at the door, and it was just not ideal. And do expect to pay at least $50 a night. There are these little shuttle buses that will take you wherever you want to go, and you just hop on the back and tell them where you're going, and there's a whole group of people who are also going and getting off in different places. You know, we got on one with a couple of Buddhist monks and some people selling chickens and things, and it was just really fun and just maybe a tenth of the price of a taxi. Yeah, when you're travelling within Burma, there is a reason that people don't take the trains, or tourists don't take the trains, and it's that the train's tracks are so narrow that the train bounces the whole way and is actually very dangerous. If you do take a train, I would suggest to take a short journey and to take your snacks with you.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you wore when you were in Burma? Did you have to cover your head, for example?
No, I didn't cover my head at all, and people didn't really notice or care that much. The Burmese women are actually extremely elegant. I wore trousers and t-shirts mainly, and long skirts and t-shirts.
So did you meet any monks?
Actually, you're not meant to go up and talk to Buddhist monks, especially if you're a woman. And because they have taken some sort of a vow, usually. It depends on the strain of Buddhism they practice, but generally better to avoid them so as not to cause any awkwardness or make them feel like they've done something wrong. So you see them, but it's better to not to try to interact with them unless they interact with you first.
Thank you, Rose.
That's no problem.